The Urban Development Corporation, in association with the Jamaica Information Service, presents Urban Scope, a program that showcases the activities of the UDC. UDC, making development happen for you.
UDC collaborates with TEF and PAJ to enhance Falmouth. The details on that and more coming up in this week's Urban Scope. I'm Camille Guthrie. Thanks for tuning in. Trelawney, home of the famous Cockpit Country, is bordered on the west by St. James, on the east by St. Anne and St. Elizabeth, and Manchester on the south. The parish, named after Sir William Trelawney, was formed from the eastern part of St. James in 1770. Falmouth, the capital of Trelawney and an elaborate seaport, is still one of the best laid-out towns in Jamaica. To ensure its visual appeal is maintained, the Urban Development Corporation, the UDC, has teamed up with the Port Authority of Jamaica, the PAJ, and the Tourism Enhancement Fund, the TEF, to improve the streetscape leading into the town. As government's leading urban and rural development planning agency, the UDC will develop civil, electrical, and architectural designs and cost estimates for the improvement project. It will prepare the specifications, drawings, and detailed builds of quantities, and closely monitor and evaluate the development for quality assurance. The improvement work being carried out forms part of the UDC's proposed redevelopment plan for Greater Falmouth, which aims to ensure an improved tourism product.
You recall that after the completion of Falmouth Pier, the citizens around Falmouth continued to say that they did not benefit. So a decision has been taken for us to enhance outside of port. So the UDC is involved with its partners in making certain that Falmouth itself is transformed.
General Manager of the UDC, Desmond Malcolm. The scope of the project includes improving the entry point and aesthetics of the three main streets, Market, Falmouth, and Tharp. Improvements to pedestrian crossings and walkways and streetscaping to include banners, covered drains, and paved walkways for both residents and visitors to enjoy more of the town and move about freely in an atmosphere of safety. The Falmouth Restoration Project will cover two phases. Phase 1, streetscape improvement, and Phase 2 will comprise facade improvement of the streets and the Heritage Residential District. Falmouth's aesthetic improvements will be funded by the Tourism Enhancement Fund at a cost of $279.9 million, with project completion by May 2015. The PAJ is the project manager and has the responsibility to prepare tender documents for the procurement of suitable contractors in keeping with the government's procurement guidelines. Now to our Did You Know feature. Did you know that on Wednesday, March 13, 1968, the Urban Development Corporation Act was tabled in the House of Representatives? To learn more about the work of the Urban Development Corporation, the UDC, call 922-831-024 or visit their website at udcja.com. You can also follow them on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, or visit their information center on the ground floor, Kingston Mall, downtown Kingston. That's it for this week's Urban Scope. I am Camille Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.